This is Rabbi Nissan Elbron, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Friday, October 27, 2023. It's Dalet Amud Beis, 4B, second section, green text. So what about Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Meir says you get one and done. Right? One regel, you don't fulfill your obligations, you're in violation of Baal Ta'achav, don't delay. My time, but what's his reason? Right? What about Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos? Right. What about all of that? So he says, I have another pasuk. You say v'vasa shama, v'hebeisem shama. Right, you come to there to the Beit Hamikdash. You bring your stuff with you. Right, which sounds like, you know, every time you go to the Beit Hamikdash, you better bring what you're obligated. You go and you bring it, and if you don't bring it, right, shame on you. That's his source. You only get one. Rabbanan, how did the Chachamim, right now, let's, our Tanakama, or even Rabbi Shimon, but let's say our Tanakama who says you need three regalim, what do they say to that? So Rabbanan, ahula asay, that's for a asay, right? That there's a positive command to bring your stuff as soon as possible, but you're not in violation of. You didn't fulfill a positive mitzvah, but you're not in violation of the negative command, do not delay. Rameir respond to that. Rameir says, what do you mean? The Torah told you bring it. You didn't bring it. Obviously, you're in violation of don't delay. God told you bring it. You didn't bring it. You delayed. I don't need any more proof than that. I, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yaakov, my time. Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov says, two winning worlds to get that from. This is what you will do for Hashem and Mo'adechem. On your Mo'adim, right? Mo'adim is plural, and the minimum plural, miut Mo'adim Shnaim, the minimal amount of festivals you can have to make it plural, obviously is two. Aiv Rabbanan, right? When it says Eilat Asulachem Moad Dechem, what do they use that pasuk for? Hahu Lichid Rabbi Yona. No, that word of Moad Dechem is there to teach you something totally different. What is that? The Amar Rabbi Yona. Rabbi Yona says, Hokshu Kol HaMoadim Kulam Zelazet. Right? All of the Moadim, all of the festivals are combined. Have an aspect that is the same in all of them. Shechulan mechaperin al tumas mikdash v'kodashav. All of the Moadim can bring atonement for the tumah, the desecration, right, the impurity of the mikdash and the holy items contained therein. So that's why it says Moadechem, to link them all together, has nothing to do with delay of vows, Baal Ta'acher, etc. Rabbi Shimon, right? Rabbi Shimon says it's got to be only Sukkos. Sukkos is the key, the linchpin. Doesn't matter if it's the first, the second, or the third festival. It's just about Sukkos. My time, but what's the reason, the Tanya? We learned in a Brisa, Rabbi Shimon says, Lo ye'amer chag ha-sukot, in that, going back to the 16th chapter of Devarim, it talked about Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. The Torah doesn't have to say Chag HaMatzot, Chag Shavuos, Chag HaSukkos. We just talked about Sukkos. Of course, it's talking about Sukkos. Right? Lama Ne'amar, why is Sukkos specifically mentioned again? Lomar Shezeh Gori. Right? That is the cause. That's the critical, right? That is the factor which will initiate a Baal Ta'acher violation. Okay, Rab Meir, right, who says one. Rab Lazar ben Yaakov, who says two. What do they do with the Chag HaMatzos, the Chag HaShavuos, the Chag HaSukkos? What do they do with that whole repetition? Right, they learn it from Moadechem, Habetim Shama. What do they do with this pasuk, this unnecessary repetition of the cycle of Yomim Tovim, Maidar Shubei? What do they learn from there? And says the Gemara, Rabbi Lazar Amar Rav Oshia, they need that for the teaching of Rabbi Lazar, who will say in the name of Rav Oshia what that teaching is. You'll have to wait until Monday, because this concludes our learning for the day and the week. Please come. back and join me on Monday.